Welcome to the Fantasy Hockey Pros Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Maria Lopont.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
You guys could have done so much more with your lips, baby.
Oh my God.
The liner could have.
If you're not watching on YouTube, Mare just revealed himself. He's you know, got to pay up his bet with Anth, and he lost, and he has his face fully done up. Oh,
look at the liner there on the side.
Mare, did your fiance do your face?
Oh, yeah.
To the earrings?
Oh, you got earrings on too.
I wanted to put on a wig, but I didn't have time to get one because I said I would. So I supplemented with earrings.
Did Sam do your makeup?
She did. She woke up with me 8:30 and said it's time to pay a debt. And she did my makeup this morning.
Why didn't you go clean shaven?
Because makeup. I thought it'd be funnier to have a beard and some makeup on. To
he's
be
got,
honest,
he's got blush. He's got lip.
How
gloss.
Uncomfortable are you right now?
Oh, dude! As soon as this is done, I'm jumping straight in the shower. I have engagement photos later. I told her no mascara because like that shit doesn't come off.
Yeah, who proposed to who?
Was this?
She even filled in my. She filled in my eyebrows too.
But she had too much fun.
Just think. Women do that all the time.
Oh, I don't know like how. I would hate this.
And then, I have to take it off when they get home because like going to sleep like, oh. And Mare just has to wear it for a few hours and he's already dreading it.
No. We started off this pod a little bit late. I've been sitting it for an hour. I would love to take it off.
Well, thanks for doing this, buddy.
Yeah, a Lopont always pays his debts.
Always. Unfortunately, I will. I have a couple bets with Mike I lost over the last couple of seasons. At some point, I got to pay up on those. But one bet that I'm very confident in hitting, and even though I don't have the best track record, is a bet that I have with Anthony Verardi. Next year, the Habs lock to make the playoffs.
That is locked. What are we going to put on that one?
We already did. We got 100. We have 100.
Oh, yeah. $100. $100. We could add more.
Mike, please
spice it up.
Please tell the stat that you told us at our playoff draft on Friday about the playoff teams from year to year, from last year to this year.
Guys, I don't care about the teams that didn't make it and that it's hard to get into that conversation. The Habs, right now, I'm telling you right now. Next year's team, I don't care who they're not. Somebody's not making the playoffs because they're better. I would even put them as far as like 14th, 13th in the league next year.
Okay, before we head down that road, that Lopo is delusional road, we'll put a bow on the whole bet here because Mare's got makeup. As probably a lot of people know, it was a McDavid versus Jack Hughes. Lopo said that Jack Hughes would finish with more points. So they were 1 point separated when we made the bet. McDavid finished with 132 and Hughes finished with 74. So he outscored Jack Hughes from that point on. I know Hughes was injured for a little bit. He missed like 15 games or something, but he outscored him by 58 points. So you're lucky to get off with just makeup. I think you should have had to stick a dildo in your ass or something for the episode.
Oh, man. Yeah. That looked good.
I'd be even more uncomfortable. Good.
This is
going to
be a fun show.
I don't think so, but thanks.
We're not talking about your freaking Habs, okay? We are going to do a bit of like an autopsy on the league, but, you know, and we are going to look ahead. We know how you feel about the Habs. The stat Joe was talking about was that only three new playoff teams joined the playoffs this year compared to last year. So not a lot of turnover.
Yeah, Mayor, that's highly unlikely.
And in the East, who's coming out? You could argue Washington, maybe the Islanders.
Who knows?
Boys, there's 16 teams in the East, or there's 16 teams that make the playoffs.
Yeah,
right?
Both are true.
And you only need...
If If three of those usurped previous teams, that's what, like 15%, whatever the math is on that. I'm saying there's a chance. So you know what, the Habs.
But you gotta look at only so eight there's spots a chance because you can't qualify for the playoffs in the West.
Yeah, but you in that, but in that number you were talking about it was three new teams in the whole playoffs, right?
And what was it? So one in the East, I think we calculated. It's not,
yeah,
one in the East.
And it's okay. You're gonna and Habs will be that team. It's not about the Habs. Let's go.
Who would have thought it'd be New Jersey of all teams?
New Jersey,
the only team in the East that didn't ever get back.
Washington, yeah.
They're on the up and up too.
Surprising, very surprising.
Okay, well, let's start there. Let's we can talk about our thoughts about the last, you know, last few days of the last team in the East making it in. The way Washington got in was...
Oh, I don't believe for one second that Tortorella did not know or did they not track that game.
If he did know, like, regardless, why did he... If he's optics, saying he knew...
Optics, because it's like, why would I... Like, he's like, I'm going to play it off like I wasn't paying attention to the game. I'm focused on my team.
Was it just me? I was watching the Flyers Caps game, and I saw on my phone, they showed an update that Detroit had just tied it, sent it to OT. I think you could tell that the Flyers knew that they were out at that point because there was no like real jump like in that last like 4 minutes. They just kind of seemed like deflated.
Now I could argue the players didn't know. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're telling me an assistant coach...
No, the second that game was tied, they knew.
Yeah.
So, but maybe he did the right thing, though. Maybe you don't tell the team, hey, we're out, like, with the last 4 minutes, whatever.
It bothers me that Washington made it in. They had the sixth worst plus minus in the league, like, just ahead of the Habs, and they made it in the playoffs.
That's crazy.
Makes me mad.
It's actually wild that they made it in.
Okay, that Washington game. So obviously they won 2-1, scoring the second one in an empty net. I guess two questions. Do you think Arison, the goalie for Philly, took the loss? And do you think he should have taken the loss?
I think he took the loss, and I think he shouldn't have.
Yeah, I agree.
That's right. He took the loss, and there's no way in hell he should have taken that loss. That's bullshit.
Does he have two goals against on the?
No, one goal against. One goal
against. I guess that would be similar to like, no, but like let's just say Philly scored an own goal on a delayed penalty for Washington with the net empty. He doesn't get the goal against, but he's going to take the loss.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, so he should. I think that's the right call. Actually, I take that back.
Yeah. I guess you can look at it like that. Okay, that's wrapped up. Last thing before we get into our, we look back on our predictions for this season. Arizona, Utah. That's happening. Arizona will be moving to Utah.
Flat out. Period. We already know they're going back there.
So if the owner fulfills if the owner fulfills all this, what he has to do, and in 5 years, checkpoints, Arizona gets the team,
everything. Yeah. Yes.
Do you think they bring in another team at the same time?
Like two expansion teams right away. Like,
yeah, because like there's enough time. So if this auction in Arizona goes through, that's at the end of June or whatever it is, and they're like, okay, so it sure seems like the ball's moving. This is happening. They should go ahead and get another expansion team to come in the league at that time. Should they?
I think
not?
They have Houston primed and ready.
I thought they were thinking about Atlanta too.
They could have. Yep, Atlanta's another one. I know came out and said they want one, like almost similar to the Utah owner. Like he's already come out and said we're interested in expanding process and whatever for Tito over there.
But you got to think, right? If they're going to add, like you got Utah, and then if Arizona does have a team, get an expansion team, They're gonna. Those teams are both West. You got to have a team probably in the East. That so Atlanta would make sense.
Yeah.
Or Quebec City. Even but then, 34 teams throws off looking, the whole league.
And then look, well, they had it for a while, right? They always had two divisions with one extra before
we had 30.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Like before Seattle came in, right? But they might go to 36.
I think I've heard before.
And go 18 each.
Yeah, that it's the eventually they're going to want to go to 36 total.
Maybe Atlanta,
Houston, Quebec.
Who else did we just say? No, another West team. Why am I going blank? Oh, Arizona. Those three for sure. And then whoever the other East team is. I don't know if Quebec City is another. Like, I think, I don't know. I don't know where they go in the East.
You'd bring a team back to Atlanta before you bring a team back to Quebec.
Not me. Not me.
No, but the NHL. I'm not talking to you.
The NHL, yes. They would.
It's a joke. I think it's kind of silly if you ask me.
Yeah.
Atlanta didn't work. They had to go. This is like what? When did the Flames go to Calgary?
They didn't work three times.
Yeah, but it's like what you keep on going down that well.
Where did the Thrashers go?
The Thrashers went to Winnipeg.
Yeah, you're right. Like you, and this isn't like in recent memory too. Like the Jets are not that old.
No, the Jets went to Arizona, and it's funny that one that franchise is now put on hold.
Yeah,
like
inactive.
Like Utah has no. They're not married to the Winnipeg / Arizona franchise, like all the records and all that franchise records, like they belong really? To that new how Arizona that even, team. Like,
how can you do that though?
It's like a 33rd team right now. They just dormanted everything, and they just basically moved all the contracts and everything. It's like having and someone put it straight up. I can't remember which podcast I was listening to, but someone put it very straightforward. It's like. Utah is an expansion team. They went through the expansion draft and they just picked every player from the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
To me, that makes no sense to me though. Because then now you're gonna have the Arizona Coyotes playing in Utah next season. And what? They're gonna say Clayton Keller sets a Utah whatever record with this many points, and it's like, well,
yeah.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
And honestly, in a way, I kind of like it better. Because I think it's better if these franchises own their own records. Like, it's so weird that Winnipeg is tied to Atlanta. And, like, I just, I think this is what they should have done.
See why they, because it's like that franchise list, because like, they can't really, but because then you run into, Doan played for Winnipeg or, you know what I mean? Like the Dale Hawerchuk argument comes up from the Winnipeg guys all the time.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird.
It's wacky. And this whole Morello, like a lot of people are saying this owner is not going to last. Like Morello is not going to be able to carry this down the finish line. He has 5 years. Huh. He has a 5-year window to hit all his checkpoints. And a lot of people are saying that they don't even think he's going to do that, like be able to handle, like to get this done. Because like the Scottsdale mayor came out and said he's not in favor of this arena either, that they're betting on this land.
Yeah. Well, something that I'm sure when we come back close to the next season, we'll have more answers on.
We're going to have the Utah whatever's coming up. The Utah Hockey Club next year.
The Utah Hockey Club.
Because they're not naming.
They're going to be as.
I really think it should be the Utah Mormons. That would be a great name.
Oh, I should have looked up that stat when I was talking about it. I got to see. I'll get back to it. But they have some trademark names out there already.
I have it.
Oh, do you have them?
Blizzard, like Utah Blizzard, Utah Fury, Utah Venom,
yeah.
Utah Hockey Club, Yetis.
Hockey Club was one,
Utah
too.
Utah Hockey Club, Utah HC, yeah.
Well, they got to do the Hockey Club because apparently they're not naming their team next year. Because they're not in any rush.
So they're going to change their jerseys?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not naming the team. They said they might not name the team.
Might not,
because they won't rush into it.
Yeah.
So it might be Utah Hockey Club next year.
That's I hate this.
Well, whatever. Let's move on to something more exciting.
Mike, did you say lizard or blizzard?
Blizzard.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure, because I heard lizard. I'm like, wait a minute, what? No,
it would be lizards, if anything. Okay, let's look back on the season that was a little bit. We'll look back on our preseason predictions, our midseason predictions, and and then a couple other things. Our standings predictions. Before we get to the playoff predictions. Mayor, you weren't a part of the preseason ones and the standings. So, I mean, just look pretty and sit tight. Okay.
Not enough lipstick.
It's lip gloss.
You could have had the liner going.
Guys, start talking about playoffs. Forget my liner.
Okay. First item. Fantasy player of the night winner. Who do you guys think had the most fantasy player of the night awards this season?
Am I in on this one? Because I feel like this is an open question.
Sure, you can guess.
Is it obvious?
I feel like it's Nathan MacKinnon.
He was a tie for first with 6. The second guy, the tie, I don't know if you guys will get.
Is it a goalie?
Yes.
Is it Connor Ingram?
Joe!
Good one.
Yes, Ingram and Mac tied for fantasy player.
Did you have him, Joe?
No, I know he put up a ton of shutouts. Like he had a few shutouts, and like as soon as Mike said you're not gonna get it, I'm like, why not? Let me throw his name out there.
I feel like there was a phase on the pod we were talking about him every week.
There you go. That's why.
Yeah. No, he had like a 2-week stretch. It was unreal.
Wow.
Okay.
Member of the Utah Hockey Club.
Yes. And by the way, I'm calling it right now. Speaking of Utah, I'm calling Steven Stamkos, another member of Utah.
He's coming back to Marty, buddy. He's coming back to Marty.
He's coming back to Marty.
Yeah, because they're married.
They weren't even friends at the end.
They were best friends.
I despise St. Louis for all that shit. But anyways, we won't get down into that. Despise is also a very strong word.
Yes.
I don't despise him. Okay, so preseason predictions. Our busts of the year, excluding Lopo, I don't think any of us hit, honestly. I had Horvat, who had a pretty
shit year, actually, compared to last year.
Well, I guess that's why I did it. So maybe I am the winner of this. Anth, you said Jamie Benn.
Good year.
Also not as great as last year, but bust.
60 points, still good.
Joe Letang. 51 points.
He was all right.
And Brian had McCann, which he also had a decent year. He had 60-something points.
Every guy sounds like they regressed, though. Not really bust.
So we
busted.
Not bust,
we hit, but not much to say a bust. Okay,
our bust of the year was into his own belly button.
Our breakouts... I think, Mayor, you can award the winner here.
Okay.
Because this is close. I had Seth Jarvis, whose previous career high was 40 points.
And he jumped to
67.
He's setting you up, Mayor.
No. I'm not going to just take the stats.
Yeah. Jarvis went from 40 career high to 67. Anth had Jake Sanderson, went from 32 to 38. I think we can move that one outside.
He looked good.
He did look good.
Brian had Byfield, who went from career high 22 points to 55. And Joe had Evan Bouchard, who went from career high 43 to 82.
So it's very obvious who won this one, and I can even rank them for you. Mike, you come third.
Yeah, I got you.
And Byfield second, and Joe is the winner with Bouchard. Good pick. He's a good player, just not. This is fantasy relevant.
He looked better in the first half.
Yeah. Fantasy relevant.
Yeah, that's a good pick by Joe. If I'm not mistaken, I think I gave you some shit over that pick, saying that he's already
like, yes. Done it. I think you guys all did. Yeah.
I would have picked Juraj Slafkovský, by the way.
And you wouldn't have won.
I would have won. He went from like 8 points to 50.
You wouldn't have won.
I still think Bouchard's better.
He was in Laval for half the time.
Okay. This one I think is pretty obvious. So biggest fantasy surprise, 30 plus. Joe, you had Klingberg. Brian had Connor Brown.
No.
Anth had Palat, 31 points in 71 games. I don't think that's anything.
Okay, so Mike won.
I had Brian Rust, 56 points in 62 games.
Mike wins. But Anth, not bad.
That's not even going out on a limb.
What was Rust's prior season?
I know.
Last year he had like 40 points in 82 games.
So he opted by like 11 points?
Ooh.
56 points in 62 games. That's a solid season.
Yeah, that's almost a point a game.
Yeah, because he was hurt. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Preseason, I could do preseason and midseason here. So preseason.
Well, if you're gonna do, hold on. If you're gonna do points per game, how many points did Klingberg have compared to how many games he played?
Okay, our heart winner preseason. Us three here had McDavid, Brian had Pastrnak. Nobody's right there. I know we don't know these awards, but we can confidently say McDavid's not winning. Then our midseason, me, Anth, and Bri, and Lopo switched to MacKinnon. And Joe, you had Demko.
Who did I have preseason?
Preseason, you had McDavid.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it seems like it's going to be MacKinnon, but...
It could be
I really think it should be Cooch. Yeah.
I was just going to say that, Joe. I think MacKinnon's going to win because it's his year or whatever.
I agree.
But I think Cooch deserves it a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know what I think? I think this was talked about at the after the All-Star game, which I didn't love the take. But honestly, for your... MVP of the league, the best player in the league to have that showing at your premium all-star event is a sham. It's actually ridiculous. Yeah. So
I think he was on drugs. What?
If that's the reason that McKinnon wins it, I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Remember what I said? I think it was after that. I said voters will take that into consideration when voting for the heart.
And you know what? They should. They should. When it's splitting hairs like this, they should.
Yeah. It's just tough, though, because Cooch, man, with like he had way more points than second on the team. I think it was 100 assists. Like,
if you guys casted your ballots, who would you be your top five for hearts?
Top five
heart? In order
for your heart? No, for your heart ballot, you cast five people when the writers.
Order.
In order, who would you have?
MacKinnon, Matthews, Cooch, McDavid, and probably Panarin or Hellebuck. I don't know.
I would go Hellebuck on that. I'd go Hellebuck. I'd go McDavid. I'd go Cooch. I'd go Matthews. I'd go MacKinnon. And what am I at, four or five?
Yeah, that was five.
Five, I think.
And then if one more Pastrnak too. They're always there. They're always there.
My top three would go in order: Cooch, Mac, Matthews.
My top five would be Cooch, Matthews, Mac, Hellebuck, McDavid.
Would you put Matthews ahead of McDavid?
Matthews ahead. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's so hard.
They were so shit, and he turned their season around.
He was also shit with them.
He was injured. Like he was injured. Yes, he was.
He played.
He missed like six games on the year. Yeah, and then but he was coming back off injury though. That guy turned. They were. I think they lost like 12 in a row. Something bad. I remember it was really bad.
He was injured
bad,
like 12 games in, Mayor. That first he.
I put a bet on Jack Hughes having more points. Like,
that's what I'm saying. He was garbage to start. He wasn't hurt when you guys made that bet. And not only that, like, I personally think, like, this whole talk about Knobloch getting Jack Adams consideration is a joke because I think they would have done this anyways with Woodcroft. That's just me.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So Hart obviously still TBD. Calder preseason, We all had Bedard. Brian took the field. Mid-season, me and Lopo went Bedard. Brian switched to Bedard. And Anthony and Joe, you guys both went Faber.
Just so
it looks like Bedard's going to win
switch
that.
It up. It looks like Bedard will get it.
Yeah, but I think so. But it's Bedard.
Norris preseason. None of us had this, right? I mean, Joe, you can argue, but I think Quinn Hughes has it. I hicked Dahlin. Anth, you had Heiskanen. Brian and Joe, you had Makar. I'm sure this is Hughes.
I think this is Hughes to lose, so.
Yeah. Me and Brian went with Hughes midseason. Vezina preseason. None of us had this either. I had Markstrom. Anth, you had Shesterkin. Joe and Brian picked Ottinger. And then midseason, Anth and Brian switched to Hellebuck. That looks like the winner. Jack Adams, Joe, props to you. You were the only guy who picked him in preseason. You had Rick Tockett.
Bingo.
That's a nice pull. I picked, well, me and Anth picked coaches, Don Granato and Craig Berube, both who don't have a job.
That's horrible.
And Brian picked DeBoer. Then Jack Adams preseason, we all flipped to Tockett. And then the Rocket. So preseason, me and Joe had Matthews. Anth and Brian. Anth, you had Dreisaitl with 58. Brian, you had Pastrnak with 59. Joe, you said Matthews would finish with 58 and win the Rocket. I had Matthews at 62 and winning the Rocket. So
you I got that one.
And then, okay. So this will be a nice segue into our prediction. So the Cup Final preseason, I had Pittsburgh-Edmonton. And the Penguins winning the Cup.
That might come true next year.
And
not
then
this year.
Mid-season, I switched to Rangers-Dallas and Rangers winning the Cup. So that's very possible.
Let's hope so.
Anth.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Anth, preseason, Carolina-Edmonton with the Canes winning the Cup. You should totally go that route.
I should have went that route in the playoff pool.
Mid-season, you switched to Boston, Colorado.
Ooh.
Why did I do that?
I don't know.
I like your preseason picks more.
Oh,
better.
No, I think I said, you know what, I want to have four eggs in the basket or whatever, yeah, so I can say both were right. Yeah, that's what I did.
Joe, you had Toronto-Edmonton preseason with the Maple Leafs winning the Cup and Matthews as the Conn Smythe winner. Mid-season, you switched to Rangers-Vancouver and Vancouver winning the Cup.
Oh, I had Vancouver winning. But.
Brian had Rangers-Colorado preseason. And he's had Colorado Avalanche winning the Cup. And I think he stuck with it because I don't have anything written down for his mid-season. And then Lopo, mid-season, you joined us. You had Dallas, Florida, and the Florida Panthers winning the Cup.
Mm.
So we'll see if you stick with that.
I like that. I'm just laughing now because I picked Carolina, Edmonton preseason. Then I picked Boston, Colorado mid-season. Then in the playoff pool, I picked the Rangers, Florida, and Vegas.
So you just went all over the place.
Got a lot of different eggs in the basket here.
You team whore.
Okay, and then final thing, our standings predictions.
Oh, boy.
The way we do the points every year is we do a point for correcting the playoff team and then an extra point for correct position from 1 to 8 in the division. So we can start like, so what, how long have we been doing this? 1, 2, 3. This is the fourth season. Season one, I won with 27 points. Season two, Brian won with 19 points. Season three, there was a tie between Brian and I with 19 points. And season four, this current season, the winner was Brian with 20.
He's on fire with this.
21 points. You know what I think it is? Because he always predicts the least amount of change.
We go off the board a little bit, hoping that there's change or figuring something. Just we'll
put like Buffalo and Ottawa in and shit.
Yeah. But Eth, I'll give a nod to you here. So your Pacific predictions, you had all four playoff teams in just different order. So you had Edmonton, LA, Vegas, Vancouver, and then you picked Calgary, Seattle, Anaheim, San Jose in the right order. So you got 8 points. That's like a record of points in one division.
What were the last four? What order? Calgary, Seattle.
Calgary, Seattle, Anaheim, San Jose.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Yeah. So actually, on that note, I missed that one. Preseason, the 32nd place team, you guys all said San Jose, and I said Chicago. So you got that too.
Nice. So what you're saying is we kind of know what we're talking about.
Kinda. Oh, and President's Trophy. You guys all had Dallas, who finished second.
Yeah, and of course, the guy who forgot it has to bring it up.
And I had the Rangers finishing first in the league.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty good on our part. We all picked the first and second place teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
That's not easy to do.
That's why you're listening. So let's roll that success into our predictions this season. First round.
I want to be straightforward, sorry to interrupt, but these picks are made prior to, as we're recording on Sunday morning at 10:30 right now, these were made prior to Saturday night's games.
Yep.
Yes.
So no influence on the first two games.
Two game ones have been played. Yes. Carolina beat the Islanders, and Boston smoked the Leafs.
Yeah. Smoked. Okay. Let's do this. So it's only fitting. We start with the President's Trophy. We'll go through the Metro first. Go to Atlantic, and then we'll do the West. So let's start with the, probably the biggest lock, but we can debate. Rangers, Washington. Let's go to Joe first for his pick.
I got the
games and pick.
Yep. I got the Rangers in five.
Rangers in five.
Yeah, I don't think this is even close. I think the Rangers are too good for them, and I'm calling it right now. Ryan Lindgren is going to score on his brother, Charlie, in net.
I might put a little bet on that. Every game they have, I'll win at some point.
At some point, you're going to get it. I think in one of the games, he's going to score.
Okay. Brian, also Rangers in five. I got Rangers in five. Lopo.
Rangers in six.
Rangers in six.
Rangers in four. I don't think. I can't even give the Caps a game. I probably should, but I'm not giving them one.
Ovi is going to turn it up for you. You're an Ovi guy.
I like Ovi.
Yeah, I figured you'd give him something.
No.
He might score.
I can't take you seriously.
No, it's going to be Rangers are going. You think of his makeup? Yeah. It just slapped me in the face too. I don't know why. I just looked at him
with
like,
that
oh my
beard.
God.
It's the eyeliner.
Cat eyes.
You know, you can go walk around downtown Toronto and people won't even look at you twice.
No, can't.
Especially in some neighborhoods.
I'm taking engagement photos today. I echo that.
Okay, next, Carolina Islanders. Let's go. Let's start with Lopo here.
Carolina in five.
So you think this is more of a deadlock series, or this is more of a Carolina series than Rangers over Caps? That's interesting.
Yeah, I do. I don't think the Islanders are that very good. I don't think they're very impressive, and Carolina is overpowered. They might be the best team in the East.
Oof! Islanders aren't going to go.
Islanders are better than the Caps.
Yeah.
I don't like the Rangers that much.
Brian's is with you, Lopo. Canes in five. I have the Canes in six. I think the Isles will make it difficult on them. Joe, you're nodding.
Same thing with you, Mikey. I got Canes in six.
Eth?
I'll say Canes in six as well. That was my pick before the game yesterday, and yesterday's game kind of solidified that. I think the Islanders are in the series. Like, they looked pretty good. They could have won the game. So I think they'll win a couple, yeah.
All right. Next, let's go to Florida, Tampa. Here we go. We'll start with Brian's while you guys collect your thoughts. Brian's got Tampa in seven, predicting an upset here. Joe.
I am with Brian, and I have Tampa in seven as well. I think Vasi, okay, and you know, just a quick thing. Vasi is going to be Vasi, and I think your reigning Hart Trophy winner is going to just rumble through Bobrovsky.
Yeah, I don't know. I've loved Florida so much all year. I've been saying all year how this team is just built for the playoffs. So I'm just going to stick with that. I got Florida.
That power play on Tampa is, I think, going to just ruin if Florida gets into any penalty trouble.
Eth.
I got Panthers in six. I just, like Mike said, they're built for the playoffs, this team. I think they're gonna kick it up a notch. They're going to be motivated just to get back to the finals. I've said it before. So... yeah, Panthers in six. It's a shame that the Leafs didn't end up playing the Panthers, because I was looking forward to going some of those games. And now, is this the first time that we've had the Battle of Florida in recent years?
No, we had it 2 years ago, I think, when Tampa swept them in the second round.
When they were the President's Trophy, Florida, yeah. Panthers, right?
Yeah.
I think we've had it again the season prior, or 2 years before that, too. I think this is the third time.
Yep. Lopa, what do you got?
I got Bolts for the same reason Anth gave in six.
So, just
because
Anth and I going Panthers.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, we got majority.
You said Florida's built for the playoffs. I don't think there's a team as built for the playoffs as the Tampa Bay Lightning. Like Braden Point, Cooch, Stamkos. They got guys, Hedman. I think this team
lost to Toronto last year. Don't forget that.
Yeah, and then the last time they went out in the first round, they won the cup the next year.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see. That'll be a great series. And the last one in the East, Boston, Toronto. Brian has Boston in six. I'm going to save Joe to the end here because I'm very curious. I got Boston in seven.
I got Bruins in seven as well. Even though after last night's game, I'm doubting that a little bit. It might be Bruins less, but I'll stick with what my original prediction, Bruins in seven.
Mm-hmm. Lopo.
You know what? I really think Willie's a thing. I don't talk about it too much, but I'm going to say Leafs in seven. I said they can't win in Boston, but I think something's got to give. They've had enough bad luck. Leafs in seven.
Wow. Joe.
I'm going, and again, this is before, like Anth, I might change it. I would like to change it, but I'm not. I said Leafs in six.
Leafs in six. I knew.
Yeah. Yeah, I said Leafs in six.
They gotta win five of the next six.
They gotta win five of the next six games, yeah.
And I'm guess probably what they wrong. Did? Hold on.
Four of the next five games.
Four of the next five. And guess what they did last year against Tampa, who they lost 7-2-2 or 7-3 in game one.
They won four of the next five. You're right.
They won four of the next five. So I'm not, like, again, I would say realistically after game one, Leafs in seven, winning four of five against Boston might be a difficult task. But again, they did it against a Tampa team that was Tampa. So
that had been
why
to
not?
Three straight cup finals.
And you can argue Tampa last year was better than Boston this year, and you can argue Toronto this year is better than Toronto was last year.
Yep. I mean, it's possible.
Damn it, Joe. Convince me. I've already checked out. The Leafs are done.
Hey. It's game one. It's anything's but you take a split in Boston, you take game three at home, you're up 2-1, you lose game four, you win five and six. Who knows? Like I told you,
I said this in the group chat yesterday, as a Leafs fan, when they lose in the playoffs, it's over. The sky is falling. When they win in the playoffs, this is
they're
our
going
year.
To the
Cubs. It's one or the other. There's
it's a roller
no
coaster. That's what makes the playoffs so great. But who starts game two for Boston? Allmark or Swayman? Obviously, Swayman had game one.
I think they go back to Swayman.
I think
you were saying Hallmark.
As silly as it is, I think they go Hallmark.
I think
it's not the right move.
But they learned from last year, right? I think they're going to be criticized if they roll with Swayman and then, you know, Allmark's sitting there.
Allmark's not even coming back next year. He's not even going to be in Boston next year. There's no reason
Swayman, I think Swayman.
I don't think they care.
They should start, but I think I'm with you, Mike and Ant. I think they're going to go Allmark.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will find out. Let's move over to the West now. Let's start with the Dallas Vegas series. This is going to be unreal. We'll start with Brian. Brian's got Dallas in seven.
Hold on. Before we go to our predictions.
Yeah.
Pietrangelo and Stone looks like they're ready for game one.
Bullshit. Bullshit. This was a scam. We called this out. Like, when he first went down, I said, he's going to be miraculously good for game one. And lo and behold, he's going to be miraculously good for game one.
We talked about it Friday at our playoff draft. And at that point, he wasn't cleared yet for contact. And of course, Saturday comes around. McCrimmon comes out. Both are cleared for contact in today's practice. Newsflash, they have to put it out there. And lo and behold, yeah.
Crazy.
Cheaters.
No, not cheaters. Nah, it's part of it. They could do it. Hey, they almost didn't make the playoffs at some point down the stretch. Now, it wasn't even close near the end of the season, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Brian's got Dallas in seven. I got Dallas in six. Dallas is just so strong, so deep.
Hold on. Didn't you just go Vegas in our playoff pool?
Yeah, but that wasn't by choice. That was who was left over, and I thought, okay, I can own this team. I did. The playoffs are a crapshoot. It's all luck. The playoff pools are a complete
But how can you pick Dallas and then you just say you went with
Vegas? Because he's saying he just picked Vegas because he could get the most good players from a team.
Yeah. I think Dallas is going to win that series. I'm going for Vegas for our playoff pool, but I think Dallas will win. So, Dallas in six. If.
I got Vegas in seven. Because I see the series going seven, and I love Vegas' team. It's like, they're running back a Stanley Cup winning team.
With Hurdle.
Right? If not, they even got Hurdle.
That's better.
And they got Hurdle.
And Hanifin.
Yeah. Hanifin.
The only thing I think is that working against Vegas, the only thing is that what they've done here and having this roster on game one looks a little shady. So there might be some karma working against them. That's pretty much it. But the team itself, I think, is worthy of running it back.
Yeah, that'll be a great series. Joe?
I'm very curious to see if their actual roster is cap compliant. Like, even though it's technically not a rule. Because as pointed out on Twitter, lots of times when Stone went down, last year's cup roster was cap compliant, as everyone, like the one that they dressed. So everyone wants to shit on them, but they were apparently cap compliant. I didn't go through the numbers now, but I'm just going with what I saw. But I'm going Dallas in seven.
Okay.
I'm with you on that, Joe. Too many 20, 30 goal scorers on Dallas. I think the most in the league. I'm going to go with Dallas in seven.
Better goalie. Argue better defensively. And forwards, I think, are a wash.
Only ants on Vegas. All right. Next, we have Colorado-Winnipeg.
This Central's a disaster. Four teams that could win a cup.
It's wild. Let's start with you here, Anth.
I have, for this one, Colorado in six.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado in six. I love Winnipeg, too, but I think McKinnon's going to get another one at some over the next few years, maybe this year. We'll see. But I like Colorado this year.
Yeah. Me and Brian both agree. Colorado in six. It's just... You say it, and then you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, the goaltending is so lopsided.
Yeah.
But I think, like you said, McKinnon's just a powerhouse. Colorado, I love Colorado, and yeah, Colorado in six. Joe?
I got the Jets in six.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're deeper up front. Yes, Colorado has the more star power, but I think they're deeper up front. Their defense, probably a wash, maybe an edge to Colorado just because of the Makar factor. And in net, it's a huge advantage for Winnipeg. And that's the major factor why I picked who I picked. And I picked the Jets.
All right. Lopo.
I'm going to go off the board on this one. I'm going to say Winnipeg in five. Winnipeg in five. Wow. They're the hottest team, eight straight going into the playoffs. That team is built for the playoffs. Guys like Monahan. They got guys like Shifley, Morrissey.
Love how Monahan's the
first. You know
name.
I had to throw Monahan in there.
Lardy, Shifley, Ehlers.
Toffoli. I like that team a lot. I think they're going to win in five. And they got home
ice. That's a series then. That is a series.
Okay, so two on Winnipeg, three on Colorado. Let's go over to the Pacific. Vancouver, Nashville. I'll start here. I think Nashville will give them a run, but Vancouver in seven. Brian has Nashville in seven. Joe?
I got the Canucks in six.
F.
I'm with Brian here, actually. I got the Preds in seven.
Wow.
I think Vancouver's the better team. I think Vancouver's the better team, but I think people are counting Nashville out when they're no slouch. And I just don't think Vancouver, like, this is really their first year, you know, actually being there and having a legitimate chance, that I just think they're going to be kind of overwhelmed by a team that gives them good pushback. So I think Nashville's right in this series, and I think it's going to go distance.
All right, Lopo.
I don't agree with Ant's take. I am going to take a sweep by Vancouver. Wow. Sweep by Vancouver. It's going to go four straight. I don't see Nashville keeping up to that the physicality of Vancouver, because that's a playoff style. Quinn Hughes dominates the game. Josi does too, but Hughes is better than Josi. I think it goes Vancouver in four.
Love it. All right, and then the final series, Edmonton, LA. Bry's got Oilers in seven. Joe?
I got the Kings in seven. This is what, their third year in a row playing each other in the first round?
Yep.
I think the Kings were close. I think it was the last year?
Last year.
Last year. I think finally something gives. It has to. Like, I mean, I think they're kind of a wash in net. Talbot, Skinner, sure. No one's great. No one's, like, they both can suck on any given night. They both can be good on any given night. The Kings' defense, I would give them the edge over Edmonton. And then up front, I think the Kings are deeper, but I think the Oilers have obviously the more star power, if that makes sense. So we'll see what wins out. But I have the Kings in seven.
All right. Lopo.
Oilers in six.
Eth.
I'm saying Oilers in six. Like last year. But
I said to myself after last year's playoff, I said, I am not. If they play again next year, I am picking LA. Because I think at some point, like Joe said, I think this is going to change. So they're going to stymie them. And like, they're just, they're such a well-built offensive team. I like LA in seven to make a huge upset.
So last year, I'm just looking at game by game last year, you had LA win the first game in overtime. And then you had the Oilers win 4-2 with an empty netter in the second game. So two very close games. And then you had game three go to overtime, won by the Kings. Game four go to overtime, won by the Oilers.
The Oilers came back in that one too, I remember, because they could have went up 3-1 in the Kings.
Yes. Yes, the Kings were,
I think,
wow, up 3-0.
Yes.
In that game.
They had a, wow. The Oilers stormed back. I think it was Hyman in overtime, if I'm not mistaken.
It was Hyman in overtime. That's awesome memory, Joe. I don't know how you remember that.
I remember that one.
I could not tell you any specific game from last year's playoffs, but like the Leafs and Lightning. And then you had game five in a 2-2 series go to Edmonton 6-3, and then they won game 6-5-4. So tight series.
Because if I'm not mistaken, Ant, one of those games, and I can't remember if it was four or five, but one of those games was the Skinner, like where he pulled some stupid move and basically scored on his own net or something like that. Like he came out of the net and he made a blunder of epic proportion. I can't remember if that was in the game and he got off the hook maybe in game four and the Oilers came back, or it was game five. I can't remember exactly which game it was, but I remember watching that series and I'm like, they got bailed out on that game. I think it was actually game three, if I'm not mistaken, because the Kings won in overtime. Where Skinner and we're like, yep, this is it. This is the fall of the Edmonton Oilers. And which even, I'm going to go one step further. If Edmonton gets eliminated in round one, watch out this summer. Watch out. Because guess who's eligible to sign an extension?
Leon.
And this is going to be so interesting if they get eliminated in the first round.
It's also your backyard, right? Same situation with Marner.
Yep.
And the Leafs are more likely to lose in the first round than Edmonton is.
Sure. Yeah.
Joe, you can't argue that. They are more likely to lose in the first round.
That's why I said yeah. Like it's close, but yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. So let's just clean this up. Let's just ladder up. We'll all talk about our tree here and who we have in the final and who winning. This being the final episode of the season. So I'll start. So like I said, I got Florida, Boston in the second round, Rangers, Carolina. I got Boston beating Florida. And I was really debating whether I stick with my mid-season predictions here or go with what I think. So I'll just go with what I think. I have Boston, Carolina on the east. And then in the west, like I said, Dallas, Colorado. Dallas beating Colorado. And then I have Vancouver, LA. Vancouver beating LA. Dallas, Vancouver in the west. And then a Dallas, Carolina final. And the Carolina Hurricanes winning the cup. Lopo.
I got Carolina, Tampa. Going into the Eastern Finals, West Finals, I see something playing out. Edmonton, Dallas. Was that what I had? Does that make sense? Are they in the same division?
Yeah, you got it.
And then Cup winner, the Stanley Cup Final, I have Dallas meeting the Tampa Bay Lightning. And that one going to Game 7 being close, but I think ultimately Tampa wins the Cup this year.
Wow. That's wow.
Joe.
So I have, obviously, in the second round, it'll be Florida-Tampa. So I have, not Florida-Tampa. In the second round, I have Toronto-Tampa playing each other. I have Toronto beating Tampa again. So advancing to the conference final. Rangers-Carolina in round two. The Rangers going to the conference finals. Rangers beating the Leafs. Rangers in the Stanley Cup final for the East. In the West, I have Dallas against Winnipeg in the second round. Dallas beating Winnipeg, going to the conference final. Vancouver, LA, second round. Vancouver going to the conference final. And Dallas beating Vancouver. So I have a Rangers-Dallas Stanley Cup final. Rangers winning it.
That was my mid-season. I almost went with that. Glad I changed.
I was going to... I should have just stuck with Vancouver beating Dallas in the conference final for my midseason.
Yeah.
But I think Dallas is a better team than Vancouver.
Okay, Twans.
Okay, I got Edmonton coming out of the Pacific. I'll start with the West. Edmonton coming out of the Pacific and Colorado coming out of the Central. So you got Colorado versus Edmonton there and Colorado. McKinnon taking down McDavid to go back to the finals. And then coming out of the Metro, Rangers. And coming out of the Atlantic, Florida. That's your conference final. The Rangers beat Florida, and Colorado Rangers is your final with the Rangers winning the cup.
Rangers. Two Rangers on the pod. Brian's, I guess we'll get Brian's for the post that's going to come up on our socials.
You know what? I'm going to change that. Colorado wins the cup.
Okay.
I would see that. That would be an awesome series, but I would take also Colorado, just so we have a different cup winner in here.
I would love for the Rangers to go to the final. Love it. Because I got 10 players on that team in my playoff.
Hey,
pool.
So would the NHL, Joe.
NHL wants a Rangers LA final.
Yeah. Like they had that in happened. 14, yeah. I think.
2015 or something.
14. I think it was 2014 or 2012. I can't remember. One of those LA cups.
I think it was 14. That was the year that Rangers beat the Habs and Carey Price got injured.
Yeah, that was the year.
I'm not mistaken, that LA just dummied the NHL.
They dominated
that
year. They
dummied the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think they won in 5 and 4 and 5, and then the Rangers series went 6.
As an 8 seed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's it. Obviously, we're all so pumped. I'm sure you are too. And yeah, that's the show. That's the season. Mary, you're looking great. Makeup held up nicely.
Maria, nice pucker, good Mary. Job. That's how you gotta. That's how you gotta end the pod. Just the kiss. The kiss off.
Yeah. Okay. That's it for us. Thanks for sticking with us all year, guys. That's it. We don't typically do shows during the playoffs. I think every time this episode, we're like, yeah, we might hop on, and we never hop on.
And we always say, we're going to hop on the socials, just do a live, whatever.
We never do it.
Kind of never
does. It's the grind of a season. But again, thank you for listening always, and we'll be back in September. Enjoy the playoffs.
Yes, enjoy the playoffs, guys. Take care. Have a good summer.
Bonne notte.
Bonne notte.